Things were chugging along. More life stress comes in, and I'm trying to build my business, and COVID comes in, and my health gets another hit, and it's so much. And the mindset that I can't handle this took me, and I shut it all down. I closed my website, I shut down my coaching business, I shut down everything. And I had a course, I had a book, like I had done it, and I shut it down thinking I'm never coming back to this. Fast forward a few years, major life changes, major shifts in my mindset, in my ability to care for myself, a move across the country, and I'm finally like able to start building my business back up, but I'm building it from the ground up, but I'm doing it with such a new version of me that it's already so much more sustainable for my health, and it's already so much more beautiful in the impact I'm able to have.
Growing a business is hard enough, but growing a business with a chronic illness has a whole new dimension. And that is why I am so grateful to have Amy Lynn Denham on the podcast today. She discusses how to live a sustainable life where you can navigate taking care of your health and also growing a business that feels very authentic to yourself. Amy Lynn is a professional marketer and business coach who helps overwhelmed entrepreneurs develop simple, scalable online marketing systems by teaching them basic marketing and organizational strategies so they can build their dreams without sacrificing their health. This is such an important conversation because so many times you'll hear that you just have to grind harder, do more, and it can often feel like you're never doing enough, especially as an entrepreneur. And so navigating how we can honor ourselves, honor our health, and live authentically while also growing the business of our dreams is so important to understand. And I'm so glad to have Amy on the podcast today to share this with you. Well, I'm excited to have Amy Lynn Denham on the podcast today. So thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to dive into this conversation. So we're going to talk about a lot of different things, but we're going to talk about kind of how to navigate business aspects and then health aspects, personal aspects. So first, I just want to learn a little bit more about your backstory. What was your journey to getting to where you are today and the people that you help today?
So my journey was actually a bit of a lengthy one, and it is still very much in progress. I started off as a copywriter. Actually, I'm going to back up a little bit more than that. I started off getting my bachelor's in psychology and thinking I'm going to get into that. I'm going to go for my master's, and wasn't expecting to have a lot of family things come up that actually took me away from that after getting my first degree. And from there, it was just find a job, and it was a recession. So I was working retail and I was feeling the effects on my body. I have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, didn't know it at the time. So I was struggling with some chronic pain, and I'm like, I got to do something different. So what I ended up figuring out was like, oh, I like to write. I'm going to see if, how do you find writing jobs online? And I looked it up, and I started off on the there were older ones back then, like Odesk or something. I was in that, and I'm like, I'm just gonna build this. So I built it while I'm working in retail. I'm busting myself, but I'm like, I'm getting out of here. I'm getting out of here. Quit that job, was able to go freelance full time, was super excited about that. Things were chugging along. More life stress comes in, and I'm trying to build my business, and COVID comes in, and my health gets another hit, and it's so much. And the mindset that I can't handle this took me, and I shut it all down. I closed my website, I shut down my coaching business, I shut down everything. And I had a course, I had a book, like I had done it, and I shut it down thinking I'm never coming back to this. Fast forward a few years, major life changes, major shifts in my mindset, in my ability to care for myself, a move across the country. And I'm finally like able to start building my business back up, but I'm building it from the ground up, but I'm doing it with such a new version of me that it's already so much more sustainable for my health. And it's already so much more beautiful in the impact I'm able to have.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. Just the journey. And so relatable because so many people get stuck in that rut of like doing too many things and then having like life happen and then trying to navigate that and just like this complete overwhelm and you're trying to figure out how to do it all. And it sometimes does get to that breaking point of like, you just can't at that point. And when you look back at that time, would you say that your life was working for you, that things were happening for you, and that you can see the purpose of all that? Or do you still look back at that time and see, does it feel just still like, why did that happen?
It took a long time to start to see it as something that served me because it felt like it took so much from me.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look back now, as I'm rebuilding my business, I'm finding a more authentic me and I'm bringing that to it. And it's still a struggle. I still get that voice in my head that says, you can't show up just like you, you're weird. Like no one's going to want to connect with that. But the more authentic I am, the better the bonds are I'm building and the better I feel about the business I'm building. Before I shut everything down, I was very much operating in the shoulds. You should do it this way. These should be your brand colors. You know, this should be your font. This should be your tone of voice. And these are the words you're allowed to use and not. And, you know, this is how you can dress. And all of those shoulds were very much there. And I was building something and it was growing, but it wasn't fulfilling me at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it really was not creating a sustainable life balance anyway. So as much as I felt like so much was taken from me in that time, the ability to clear away all of the rubble at this point and start building something new, I'm seeing the transformation that happened internally and it's still happening. It's definitely a work in progress. Mm-hmm. And how much that is serving me.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. The should. Yes. I mean, the shoulds will tear you down. And especially if you are someone who is a high achiever, those shoulds become like one thing after another. And like you talk about all the little things, the details and everything that you're trying to conform to making what someone's ideal is. And then you lose yourself in the process. And it's such a different game when you are doing things that feel authentic to yourself. And I love that you've had that awareness that now you're creating something that feels authentically right and now is sustainable and something that you can not feel the way you're feeling. When you're creating it now, how do you tap into what feels right for you? What does that look like from going from a place that you were doing everything to with the shoulds and the conformity to now listening to your own inner voice? How did you get to that point?
Are you the person who says yes, even though you want to say no? Are you the person who puts your own needs and wants last behind the demands of your work and everyone else in your life? If you answered yes to any of these, you may be self-abandoning, and it does not come without a cost. If you want to know if you're self-abandoning for achievement, take my free quiz in the show notes.
I can't necessarily articulate exactly how I got there, but I can say that now the difference is I'm not measuring myself by other people's standards. I'm not measuring myself by other people's successes. And I think that is very, very easy to do, especially now with social media and the big name influencers in the, you know, the business world and the marketing world and all that. It's really easy to feel like if you're not reaching $100,000 in your first year that you're failing. If you're not able to go on the fancy trips that you're failing. I mean, honestly, while I think big and I have lofty goals for the long-term future, I have learned to let go of feeling like that needs to happen now. And figuring out and really appreciating the different types of richness that there is in life, the different kinds of wealth we can have. And so for me to be able to pay my bills, feed my family, and go do a couple fun things, but still have enough time to devote to my health, because it takes a lot of my time, to be able to have that balance in my life, I would rather have that than be hustling hard and have millions of dollars in the bank and be sick. For me, like that might work for someone else, but for me, I need to balance out my health and my work. And that's okay if that means I'm making $40,000 or $50,000. And it's also okay if it means I'm making $1 million one day, but I am not in a rush to get there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that is such a powerful message right there, what you said, because it is so easy to look at the external standards and compare ourselves to that. That's such an easy place to be. And as you're speaking, I'm actually reading the book, The Gap and the Gain. I don't know if you've read that before, but it's a really good book. I think you'll enjoy it just based on what you're saying. But it says that when we compare ourselves to the ideal, even if it's our ideal, and we look at that, we're only looking at what we lack in our life. Versus if we look at the gain, where did we start and where are we today? Now we look at literally what we have in our life, and that is going to propel you forward. So when you are matching yourself to the external standards and what you see on Instagram and Facebook and all these people that you don't know what they're going in through day in and day out, and they don't know how long they've been on their journey. You may be comparing your day one to their 14th year. You know, it's a very big difference. But when you can recognize that, like, wow, I'm a little bit better today than I was yesterday, and I'm a little bit better than I was last year, that's it. So you figure that out. And I think that's absolutely amazing. And it's something that's so powerful and will catapult anyone who is in something that they're trying to create and develop to make that sustainable and really celebrate yourself. So I love that. As someone, so can you talk about, like, with as far as navigating the health and the business, how would you recommend somebody do that? Because especially when you're an entrepreneur, you are doing everything. I mean, there's so many aspects of that. You're doing marketing, you're doing, you know, the sales, you're doing creation, like social media. I mean, there's so many aspects of that that can easily take up your entire life and consume you. How did you and how are you navigating a balance between your health and that so that you can still grow in your business without compromising your health?
I think I just decided to take a completely different approach to things. Mm-hmm. My expertise when it comes to like marketing, because that's what I do for a living, right? My expertise is more in the long term and the relationship building. So it came very natural to me to lean into that, and to focus less on how many Instagram posts do I have going out this week, or how many this. And I can get stuck in that. Don't get me wrong. I have about 500 Pinterest drafts sitting waiting for me somewhere, but it's a matter of just coming back and just coming back to the purpose, coming back to what is the most important, stripping away all those extra things, those busy tasks that feel so important. And they might even look super, super important when you're like, everybody else is doing it. Mm-hmm. When you don't have the ability to show up like that, if it's just not an option at all, or for a period of time, focus on the things that are important. Focus on the things that are building those relationships with your clients or your customers. Focus on the things that are bringing the money in. I definitely lean into those more. So in those moments where I'm not doing well with my health, I will lean into, okay, what is bringing in money? And I will put the rest of it on hold. Mm-hmm. I used to subscribe to an idea that, like, you have to have a plan for everything. Everybody really, really liked love to tell me how much I need to plan ahead in life. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to have all these plans, and I'd get out all my calendars, and it would be very overwhelming. And I'd lay it out. This is exactly how my year is going to go. And I'm like, who are you kidding? You are not controlling your year, like, literally at all. I have zero control over what's happening this year. All I can do is build what I can within the flow that's happening around me and within me. And so it's just a matter of knowing where you want to go and knowing what those big pieces are that you want to focus on, when you have to focus on only the big, and then adding those other things in to slowly grow them over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, oh, I love that. And it is not always about adding things, it's about subtracting them in most places. And so I love that you highlight that, because it is often just easy to get into, like, I have to do all the things, and that have to becomes just suffocating when you feel like that's what it takes. So recognizing that the most important things you do are just a few things, and then pour your energy into that, is so crucial. And as you do that, and as you navigate your health and that, how important is it to have like systems in place and like structure? I know you said not planning out the year, but like, do you have systems that you have to increase efficiency so that way it doesn't become overwhelming?
It's actually amazing to me that you said those words, because I'm not sure if you even know, but the course that I'm currently building is literally called Online Marketing Systems and Structures for Overwhelmed Entrepreneurs.
Oh, there you go. Oh my gosh.
So yes, those are hugely important. For me, it's organization structures. Knowing where my things are when I need my things is so important, which again became about subtracting. Mm-hmm. I'm a scattered person. I have ADHD. I tend to want to buy all the things, have all the things, do all the downloads. Like I want it all, right? I have to do a monthly clean out. I clean out my inbox. I clean out what I'm subscribed to. I clean out my files. I go through it because I really do. I'm like, I'm going to make this and I'm going to make that. And I have all these half finished things. And it's like, out, get out, get out, get out. It's really about keeping that stuff organized, knowing where it lives so I can find it quickly. That saves me so much time, not just in my business, but in my life. I learned that, like, I think it was around the time that I started to understand the whole spoon theory thing of your energy when you have a chronic illness. I was like, how much time am I wasting and how much energy am I wasting looking for stuff? Mm-hmm. And that was it. I was like, we're clearing house. We're clearing house. And I went through and I like, we only need two spatulas. We need no more spatulas than that. Just clean it all out. And that has been huge. So those kind of systems that are simple, simple, simple systems, and then structures within my business for my marketing and things like that. So there's funnels happening. There's things that are happening that I don't need to be touching all the time. Really, really gives me that breathing space.
Yeah, oh, that's huge. And it's just using the technology to add employees without having to pay for employees. I mean,
yes,
that's
absolutely.
that's such a beautiful thing. Like, I love when you have things that are just working and like, you don't have to be the one to do everything. And it takes it off of you. So I love that idea. And I love the concept. And it really does work. And so can you talk about, like, on a daily basis, like, what does your routine look like? Because I know you talk about the energy, and like, energy is huge. It's like, we only have so much. We can only create, so not even create, but like, cultivate enough energy to do so many things. So when you're cutting things out, you can really focus the energy on only a few things. But what does that look like as far as getting energy and having the energy, especially when you're dealing with a chronic illness?
I think it all starts with the mind for me. Mm-hmm. So back to the idea of different systems and stuff, I have a very flexible system of what I'm going to work on for that week. So I'll start off, or maybe it'll happen the week before, but I go into my Google Calendar and I make a whole bunch of tasks and I assign them to days based on the things that I'm supposed to be doing. But in Google Calendar, I can grab them and move them around. So if I wake up and I'm like, I haven't slept, I'm in so much pain, I can just start grabbing my stuff and like putting it on a different day and taking some things and being like, well, you're not important, so let's mark you complete, you know, because I really don't need you this week. So that has been huge, to be able to not start a day with that feeling of overwhelm, like this is set in stone, this must all be done. I tend to try to start my week with my more energy, my higher energy tasks, because I'm rested from the weekend. For me, that's how my energy flows. So my Monday, I'm recording a podcast, I'm doing my blog posts, I'm getting my social media done, all that kind of stuff. Then I can get into my client work. And then toward the end of the week, if there's time and energy, I can do those things that I want to build long-term, if there's room for them. So for me, that reduction of stress that comes from that feeling of overwhelm is so important. Mm-hmm. And from there, it's just staying in tune with myself and with my inner self and with my health. And like, to really, I find that when we sit at a computer all day, it's really easy to divorce your mind and your soul and your body. And they're all just kind of living separate. And you forget about your body until you have to get up and go for that walk you promised yourself you'd do at 10:30, you know. To be able to do those mental check-ins and stay connected is a huge source of long-term energy. I'm all about the long-term. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, we know business is long term. You know, you want sustainability, you have to grow long term. So I love that it is about long term. And just thank you for sharing your routine, because again, a lot of times I feel like you, even if you read books and like you may get forced and feel forced to do this ideal, like this is how it's done, this is the roadmap of how it's done. But hearing about the flexibility and how you can individualize this for your own personal life, because the truth is that not every single entrepreneur is young, healthy, has no kids, and has all the time in the world. Like, that's actually not the reality of it. In many cases, you have life happening. So you have to figure out how to work your situation, your goals around the life that you have, and vice versa. So thank you for sharing that, because it's just so important to recognize, like, if you are doing your own business, or even if you are working for somebody, to know that you have to create those patterns around what you have going on, and realize that you don't have to apply to the ideals that you see on social media, how things are supposed to be, because not everybody is you, and not everybody has the situation that you have going on. You know, for anyone listening, like, you are an individual, so you have to know yourself enough to know what works for you. So I appreciate you sharing that.
I think that you also have to trust yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a big piece that a lot of us are missing. So to go back to when you had asked, you know, like, how did you get to where you are? And I was like, I can't really, you know, identify that. I think that was the major stepping stone, which is something I'm still very much working on every day. But learning to trust that you understand yourself the best, learning to trust that if you don't feel good, you don't feel good. Like, you don't have to do it. Like you're saying, you don't have to show up in a certain way just because it's the way other people did it. Mm-hmm. A lot of these people found that way because they thought outside the box. Mm-hmm. And if people are really struggling to actually, you know, if they're like, I see the beginning where I'm at right now, and I see that place where I'm just doing it my own way, but I can't break through that mental piece. I think that that's where it really comes in, is that learning to trust yourself. And for me, that started with learning to have compassion and love for myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's huge. Yeah. I mean, that self-trust is absolutely huge. And the compassion and the love, I love all of that, because this is something that is often missing, especially when you are stuck in a should world, expectation world, external validation world, and you don't turn inward. You constantly are turning outward and looking for something to fill that void. But I love that when you turn inward and you start to give yourself the love you deserve, celebrate yourself, that is truly when you blossom. And I think that's just absolutely amazing. For somebody who wanted to connect with you, learn more about what you do, where can they find you?
So I do have a website, which is Denham, Denham, marketing.ca. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw in here too that on the side, I'm also an artist, and I explore self-love and chronic illness in the realm of art. So people can find that at amylynndenham.ca. But if you want to connect, please join me in my Facebook group. It's called Best Life Business Marketing, and it's where I just kind of gather a group of people, usually tends to be women, who are trying to build businesses but have these challenges we're talking about, and they're not those childless 20-somethings with money to burn, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we're doing it slow, and we're doing it with a lot of support.
I love that. And can we just dive into the art and chronic illness just for someone listening? Because I just love it. I just know there's such a gift in creativity and really getting in touch with yourself. Can you just talk about some of the benefits and what you've experienced with art and chronic illness?
Yeah, for me, I mean, just being able to create beautiful things when I wasn't feeling beautiful and when the world wasn't feeling very beautiful to me, was really helpful for my mental health. But as I start to explore my connection to myself and to my body with a chronic illness, I had started to hate my body. You know, it was this thing. It was like, oh, you're not working with me. Like, would you work with me? Mm-hmm. And again, it was that divorce of mind, soul, and body that was happening. So through my art, I've been doing self-portraits and just little snippets and pieces and parts of my body, the ones that hurt and the ones that society's kind of taught me to be ashamed of. So the stretch marks and the fat rolls in the side and, you know, all those things. And seeing how beautiful the artwork comes out really helps me to learn to appreciate myself in a whole different way.
Oh my gosh, I love that. That's just such a beautiful message right there. It really is, because it's something I was just talking to someone. I had a guest on a podcast, and they went to a conference, and the person who was hosting it was asked the audience how many people don't like their body. And it was a conference for women. Every single one of them raised their hand. And when she told me that, it just broke my heart that here we have a body that is carrying us around, walking us to where we want to go, doing all the things, reading, you know, like it does all the things for us. And most women, especially, and men, of course, too, but most people just have this disdain for their body. And I'm sure especially even higher percentage for people who experience chronic illness. So I love that now it's an actionable step that you can really start to cultivate that love for your body and really shift your mind. And I really think that's a huge theme in what this episode has become, is the shift in recognizing that you can do it differently and you don't have to do it the way everybody says to, and that it's okay to love yourself. It's okay to love your body. It's okay to do it your way. So I'm so grateful for you sharing that message and for being here today.
Thank you for having me and giving me a place to speak about this. I think that a lot of people can benefit from being this open and vulnerable about where we're at. And the more that we are able to do that in safe spaces, and the more that we're able to create spaces like the one you're creating here, the safer more and more people will feel.
Yeah, you're 100% correct on that. That's it. And that's why I'm so grateful for this platform and for guests like you, just to be able to have these conversations. And it's not something you're going to watch on the news, you know, it's conversations like this. You're going to get this only really in like podcasts and some YouTube videos, but it's so important to talk about this, because in this world, especially, I think a lot of people feel alone in their struggles, feel alone, especially if you're an entrepreneur, you often feel alone. So hopefully this message that's come through in this podcast has helped you realize as a listener that you're not alone. You're experiencing things that many people are, and you have support and resources available to you to guide you along your own journey. So again, thank you. And thank you for everyone who's tuned in today. And you know, if you love this conversation, you want more like this, please subscribe to the channel and share this episode with someone who you think would benefit from it. Thank you so much. Hey there. Thanks for listening to this episode. I hope it serves you well to start rewiring your brain to create the life you desire. If you found value in this, please share it with a friend and tag me on Facebook or Instagram at Dr. Kelly Kessler.